Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the marketing manager with the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. Katie Ryan Anderson is joining us, and Katie, welcome back to our show.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking time and joining us on Let's Talk. Very, very important thing we need to talk about today. Input is needed for the Community Health Partnership, and we've had this up on our website for a little bit this month so far, but this survey that's going around, Katie, very, very important, only goes around every 3 years.
That's correct. It's a legal requirement for us in healthcare, Jamestown Regional Medical Center, Central Valley Health District, and the Community Health Partnership. We're interested in hearing from the community about your community health concerns. We want to know about what is good already in the community and what we can do to improve. And we're looking to understand perceptions and attitudes about the health of the community and hear suggestions for improvement.
So if there's individuals that I have listening right now, if you've had issues with healthcare in the community or you've seen things that need improvement, this would be the great time to say something about that.
Yeah, it's a great time because our boards and our leadership use the results of this survey to make big decisions down the road. Like anybody else, we have limited time and limited resources. So how do we direct what we have for the best use of the community? The surveys help us prioritize what the community needs.
Absolutely. So the survey has been going around. It's both available digitally and physically, and we'll say where you can go to get those surveys and take those. There is the deadline of March 15th to have those in by. But Katie, we were discussing a little bit. It's not just the community health partnerships that will benefit greatly from this. It's any community or member or organization, it seems like.
Right. So this survey is only 25 questions long. It'll take you about 15 minutes to complete. And the questions aren't limited to healthcare. The questions ask about the people in the community and what are the best things about the people? Or what about the services and resources in the community and what are the best things about those? Or quality of life and activities. So certainly more organizations than just healthcare related organizations can use this data to make our community better.
Absolutely. Katie Ryan Anderson, again, marketing manager at the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. So this community health survey, like you said, about 15 minutes, not very difficult to take. Are you just looking for residents of just Jamestown or Stutsman County can get in on this?
Yep. We're asking all of Stutsman County to complete this survey that, and their opinions are so important to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because rural healthcare, Jamestown Regional Medical Center's got some of those things that are only found like within that radius of Stutsman County.
That's right. JRMC offers services that are unique to the state of North Dakota. Our hyperbaric oxygen chamber, as one example, we're the only ones in the state that offer it. And so that's why we're looking at the residents of Stutsman County, not because we don't love people from out of the county, like myself in Lamoure County, but because we really want to know what the impressions are and the perception is of Stutsman County. And if we start to cast our net wider than that, we're not quite sure what they're answering, if they're answering Jamestown, Stutsman County, or if they're answering their local community health center. So we love our rural people like myself. but for this, we're looking specifically at Stutsman County.
Very good. So Stutsman County residents, Jamestown residents, or those in Stutsman County, like we said, make sure you try to take the survey and take it as soon as possible so you're not going up against the deadline. And Katie, there's several ways they can do it. There's been a link that's been going around through email, but there are some people that are probably listening right now that don't do the internet or email thing.
Absolutely. It's online on JRMC's website and your newsdakota.com website, Warren. And then there are also hard copies available at Central Valley Health downtown or at Jamestown Regional Medical Center. And if you are with a group of people that need this, or you just want a familiar one, I'd be happy to do that if that was the best for you.
Excellent. Very good. So there's a lot of ways to get involved with that and take the survey. Katie, do you want to give your number or ways they can contact you to do that?
Absolutely. Reach me anytime, 952-4795.
4795. Perfect. So Community Health Partnership, everybody needs to take this if they have time to take this, because it'll help shape our image and our healthcare and everything like that for the next 3 years. You guys will be using this, or the partnerships will be using this, right?
Big time. Our leadership makes important decisions based on this data, like we said. And so we really want a sample that accurately represents our community. So that's why we're asking for as many people as possible to take this survey.
Excellent. Katie, anything else you want to throw out there about the partnership, about the survey, JRMC?
you know, the community has really shaped healthcare in this community. The community's helped build Jamestown Regional Medical Center from the ground up back in 1929 when it was Jamestown Hospital. And evidence of that is their generosity on Giving Hearts Day and how in a day we raised $75,000. So in keeping with that tradition, we want to continue building what the community wants, and we can do that based on the results of this perception study.
Excellent. Very important. Take the study if you have time. Again, deadline is March 15th. You can find them on our website through the JRMC. Physical copies are also available. Katie, thank you so much for joining us on
Let's Talk.